I saw an ad from Johns Hopkins asking for people. I applied. They contacted me within 24 hours.
That's Dr. Alexis Hillman from Pensacola Osteopaths talking about her newest assignment helping COVID-19 patients in Baltimore. She said she was inspired to help after watching New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's daily coronavirus updates on TV.
Every day he's doing his conferences and his daily briefings, and you know, he was getting to the point of like begging for healthcare people to come up and help.
Beginning this week, Dr. Hillman is assigned to work with COVID-19 patients at the temporary field hospital set up at the Baltimore Convention Center.
So all the patients that are going to be there, they're going to be transfers from hospitals. So essentially hospital overflow. It's going to be people who are stable enough to be discharged from the hospital. They don't need that higher level of care anymore, but they can't yet go home.
Since the patients at the temporary field setup were transferred there from the hospital, Dr. Hillman believes her job will be to make sure everyone's recovery is going smoothly.
Generally, it seems like observation, making sure that no one's relapsing. You know, we're seeing from other countries that patients are popping positive for COVID again and having recurrence of symptoms. I was actually just reading an article today from a cardiology group who has found that COVID has the potential to cause long-term damage to the heart muscle. So now I know for myself, I also have to keep an eye out for that. Just really making sure that everyone's stable. They're not, you know, having that kind of second wave of symptoms where they might need event or to go back to a higher level of care.
Thursday was the last day Dr. Hillman saw patients at her practice in Pensacola. She says that while her family is apprehensive about her safety, they understand why she feels the need to help and completely support her decision. And her family members are not the only ones apprehensive.
You know, I am scared. I am nervous. You know, I've been on radio chatter with other doctors that are also scared and nervous, and they're worried about the lack of PPE. And what drives me nuts as a professional is, you know, hearing politicians and government and religious leaders even saying to ignore the stay-at-home rules and, oh, it's not a big deal and let's reopen the beaches. You know, I feel so undermined as a physician. So you don't have to necessarily thank us healthcare workers. We appreciate it, but we would appreciate it more if you actually stayed home.
As for when she'll be coming home, Dr. Hillman is scheduled to be in Baltimore for a month, but that could change depending on when Maryland reaches its peak caseload.
So we'll see what the numbers are looking like when I'm getting to that 3-4 week mark if I need to stay longer. The other thing is going to be, you know, Florida already has some quarantine rules on people traveling from certain areas. So I'm going to have to see in a month if they expand that, if I'm going to have to go into mandatory quarantine upon my return or not.
And Dr. Alexis Hillman says she will keep us updated on her stay, so we may be hearing from her again rather soon. Bob Barrett, WWF News.